I'm Presley.
And I'm Connor.
And this is the Server Life Podcast, where we candidly talk about the glamorous lifestyle of the service industry.
We share some of our own stories, along with some of yours, so we can all laugh and realize that we are not alone in this.
So feel free to subscribe, stick around, and join the conversation.
We love reading your comments, especially when it's praise. For me.
Hey servers, it's Presley and Connor here, and everything is complete garbage right now, so we decided to blow off some steam.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of garbage, today we are joined by our friend and former coworker and human garbage, Brittany.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
we're so happy you're here. We have to confess we've been drinking a little, because the whole point of this was to blow off steam and just have a casual chat with a friend who's hilarious. And we've been drinking a bit, so it's going to be maybe sloppy, maybe fun. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm going to preface this with the fact that Connor made me go take a shot before we started recording.
So. Yeah, because I needed you on my level. I could tell that I was taking the lead here.
We did pregame a little bit, but like we don't miss work, but we miss our freaking coworkers. And so this is a nice in between, right?
Yes.
But I figured while we're on the subject, we'll talk about just drinking with coworkers and staff parties and all of the shit that we've seen intoxicated on shift, off shift. And Brittany she's a gem. She's a gold mine of stories, really.
I'm honored.
I think we should open it up with our last holiday party that we spent together. Do you remember this?
I remember half of it. So this was only a couple months after I had started working at this restaurant.
Weeks.
With Connor and Presley.
It was like weeks. You were so
yeah, this beautiful. this was very like, I'm the newest staff member, still like getting to know everyone. And so in my clever mind, I say, you know what? I'm going to this holiday staff party. What better way to, you know, meet people, make a great impression than, you know, making a few Jello shots and bringing them? Like, all we have is beer, so I'll just bring in some Jello shots and administer them to different people, and they'll be like, oh my God, that's so cool of you, Brittany, we love you, and like, I'm a sure shoe in that way. So I am a professional Jello maker, or not Jello maker, Jello shot maker. Wow. Don't expect me to make normal Jello. Don't know how to do that.
Only vodka.
Yes.
Only vodka Jello.
Only if there's vodka involved. So I went to the store, got a bunch of stuff to make the Jello shots, and I accidentally made 104 of them.
Accidentally.
I was not expecting to come out with 100 Jello shots. I was expecting, you know, a good like 50 or 60, just enough for like everyone to have one, maybe two if they're feeling frisky that night.
How much vodka was in the like total batch?
I got a half gallon and a fifth.
Oh shit. Well, you literally came in with the biggest bag and you were like, hey, you want a Jello shot? I was like, whoa, what? Open up the bag and it was like, holy tits.
So yeah, so I knew I couldn't walk in to this restaurant to our holiday party with a tray of Jello shots, and so I'm like, okay, I have this big ass like Calvin Klein bag, let me just throw all of them in there and then I'll just keep it on my shoulder, like foolproof plan. But as Presley said, that's exactly what happened. I walked in and started walking up to random people and creepily whispering in their ear like, hey, you want a Jello shot? I got the good if you need one. Or better, the better one was I'd put one in my hand and I'd walk up to a coworker and shake their hand and be like, so nice to see you. And they like, they didn't know it was coming. They were confused. Like, why are you touching my hand like that? What is this? And then they would see it's a Jello shot and they're like, oh shit. Thanks, Britt.
That's what you did to me. You gave me this big sloppy hug and then like grabbed my hand. And I was like, why is she holding my hand? And I was like, oh, thanks, Britt.
So the night started out great. Everyone was like, hey, Britt has Jello shots. If you need one, grab one. At this point, I've had 10, maybe 21 Jello shots. I'm chugging double IPAs. I'm not even like, oh, I just want something to sip on. Let me get like a 4.9% session IPA. I'm like, no, let's go for the double and the triple IPAs because it's the holidays and I want to get shitty. It wasn't even holiday season. It was like February. Like this was like past holiday season.
We had to wait because we were so busy. Yeah, we had to wait first.
Yeah. And so I ended up blacking out. And I wake up the next morning butt ass naked in my room. It's like 4 a.m. I'm so discombobulated. I go grab a glass of water, come back, sit down. I wake up the next morning. I'm like, what the fuck did I do last night? I don't have a good enough relationship with any of my coworkers yet to say, like, hey, what happened last night? So I'm kind of just waiting it out. I have a couple texts, like 3 or 4 texts from coworkers asking, hey, are you good? I'm like, yep, I'm alive. I'm well. Fast forward. One of our coworkers is like, hey, I can't make it to my shift today. Can you cover it for me? And I'm like, perfect opportunity for me to show up, save the day, prove that I can be a degenerate while also being a responsible coworker.
Which, if I may interject, is something you do very well.
Thank you.
Brittany, I joke and call her a garbage person because I love her. But she is a very, very smart girl, and she's a great worker. And she always was like a team player, always would pick up the slack, had a great attitude all the time. But girl knows how to turn up. She's one of those work hard, play hard people, and I love that about you.
That's my life motto. Work hard, play harder.
Yep. And she just took a shot, so I can't. Perfect. Cheers to Brit.
Cheers. So I show up to work, and the first thing I'm greeted with is our manager asking, are you okay? And I was like, I'm great. I'm here. What's up? And he's like, okay, I just wanted to make sure. Starts laughing. And like all of our coworkers and like managers, bartenders are all like looking at me. And I'm like, okay, what happened? Like, there's no sense in hiding it. Just tell me what happened. Basically blacked out, was dropping Jello shots in like the owners of the restaurant, like into their beers, into managers' beers. Like, oh, you want a Jello shot? Here you go. Like, not only like saying, hey, I brought outside alcohol into this establishment, but two, like ruining their beer because I'm dropping a dirty ass container of very high volume Jello shots into their drinks.
Well, the best part was at one point I looked over and I had one of those like candid cameras, like the disposables, and I was about to take a picture and you fell back and knocked over a whole display case that we had. And that was the most epic moment. That's when we were like, oh, this girl parties.
Yes. So there was probably like 100 people there ish, maybe a little less. I don't know. So I'm wearing these heels, and to be fair, someone did push me. We found this out later. Someone like joked.
I want you to tell it from your perspective or how it was told to you, but I was standing right there at the scene of the crime, and I would also like to share my account after.
Okay. So I was told someone like playfully nudged me, and I had like booties on with heels. And so I start like flailing my arms in circles, trying to keep my balance. Couldn't keep my balance, fell backwards into this crawler stand, knocked them all over. Everybody went silent because I had just crashed, made this really loud noise. And then our manager was like, all right, I'm ordering an Uber, time to go. And I remember the Uber driver being super pissed off because he had to take my drunk ass home.
We couldn't even get you in the Uber. There were like 5 of us.
Oh, takes a village.
Connor, what's your account?
Okay, so I only had like 2 beers at said party. And then like the 2 Jello shots that Brittany slipped into my hand. And so I was like kind of milling around and chatting with various groups and whatever. And I happened to be standing over near that display case when Brittany was there with that other coworker she's talking about. And she was, it was sort of like a comedy of errors that happened very fast. Cause she was definitely sloppy and like she was on everyone's radar like, oh, Brittany's having a good time. And then she was trying to go behind the bar to like talk to one of the managers who was pouring a beer or whatever. And this other coworker kind of grabbed her arm and not super forcefully, but was like, no, no, no. Like trying to steer her away from that scene. And she resisted, you know, kind of like, no, 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 don't pull me. So there was a little bit of a tug of war with her arm. And then he let her go and she went flying into that cart and just like made the loudest noise. And because I was standing right next to it, I don't think I've ever moved faster in my entire life. I pieced the fuck out because I saw the whole thing, and a better friend would have been like, oh my God, Brittany, are you okay? I was like, nope, I wasn't here. Not part of this. I was like outside.
Oh, I
always thought it was the arms, like, trying to counterbalance. It looked like she was flying. It's forever stuck in my mind. It's my favorite memory of you.
It was, like, everyone's first, like, real impression of, like, who is this Britney girl? Like, that was my, like, coming out party, so to say, as a degenerate.
But then you also stepped up and
I also love that your name is Britney. Because then you can say it's Britney bitch when you just show up with Jello shots.
Yep.
One and it all makes sense.
No, you're a fun one to drink with, though. Can we talk about your rollerblading?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you want to talk about my rollerblading.
Britney loves to rollerblade, and she's fearless and doesn't mind getting knocked around a bit. But when she's had quite a few and anyone mentions rollerblading, she's so game to be like, oh yeah, let's rollerblade. And we're like, none of us have rollerblades. She's like, oh, I'm going to rollerblade. And so she's always like,
I always keep rollerblades in my trunk. So wherever we were, it's like, oh, I have mine right here.
And you just are so fearless. And I'm like, we're awful people for encouraging you, but it's just so entertaining to watch you drunkenly strap on your rollerblades. And then you do so well, but inevitably you always attempt a jump or a spin that does not land as intended. There is a video. I wasn't there this particular night, but I saw her eat shit in several parking lots. But there was one night where she went to a roller skating rink with some of our friends.
Matt. And
someone captured a video of everyone else kind of skating at the same pace, side by side, nice and slow. And out of nowhere, Britney flies into the frame, does this cocky spin where she's smiling at them, but then loses her footing and face plants so hard. Everyone who sees the video is like, ooh!
Okay, just a disclaimer, I'm really good at rollerblading when I'm sober. Like, I can tear it up if I've had no alcohol. The second you put alcohol into my body, it's game over. I'm on the ground.
Can we pause and say that we're doing this on a Zoom call right now, and Brittany's background is the time, that's the video you're referencing, Con. This was Matt's birthday party. At the roller rink.
She took a still of the moment of impact, and it's amazing. And I love how Matt comes up once again. The elusive Matt. This is the seventh time we've mentioned him in this podcast.
He'll make an appearance one day, I'm sure.
Eventually. Yeah. I feel like some people are listening right now and are like, Britney needs better friends, and she needs someone to intervene and look out for her. Because instead, we're just like, oh, it was so funny. She fell down and got hurt, and we saw her wipe out on rollerblades. Isn't it hilarious?
Okay, this is why I still continue to live the life that I live. I've never broken a bone, so I'm convinced that I'm invincible. I will never get hurt. I know I'm going to die someday, but I know I won't get hurt between now and then. Two, I have my shit together. I'm doing what I need to do. I got a good job, good family life, all this shit. So when I'm a degenerate, it's not that's me 100% of the time. It's a balancing act. The
it's
whole
an
work
alter
hard,
ego.
Play harder.
It's like Britney, we need to name her. We need to find a name for this girl.
Britney, bitch.
Yeah. If I worked 8 hours of overtime this week, I'm going to black out for at least 8 hours this weekend, you know?
Balance, you know?
Yeah.
All about balance. I get that.
Yeah. So Britt has a degree and a full-time job, and then she serves currently just as extra social and money fluff, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's got her shit together.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And you're young. I'm old. But
how old are you?
I'm
you don't have to say.
47.
Dude, that's my dream age to hook up with a guy.
Haven't you?
No.
I
have.
No, 46 and a half.
Yeah, duh.
I have. 47 is a golden age because it's not quite 50.
50 is the cutoff for you? 50, you're 50?
No. I mean, no.
There are some people in their 50s that it's like, hell yeah.
No, I've definitely been with older men, but
sorry,
47. Something about the number 7 is always really nice, too. I don't know. I'm going to be 27 in 2 weeks.
Oh,
holler.
Whose birthday, Connor? Is your birthday July 27th?
Close. I'm July 30th.
Oh, Tosh is July 27th.
I think she's the 22nd.
22nd. And mine is July 5th. Hers is the 22nd.
Are you sure?
She's not the 27th because she's a Cancer.
Frick, okay.
And in case any of our listeners didn't know, I am gay. I'm like, oh, she's not. She's a Cancer, so it's not that date.
I don't keep him around.
Way to be mask, Connor. So butch. Anyway, right, you guys catch that rugby game last night?
What are some other good drinking stories?
Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about drinking on break.
Never happens. You have no proof. I deny all of it.
I don't work at this place anymore, so I'll talk about it.
Well, I feel like drinking on break is like a thing. Like, everybody wants a shift break, you know?
So one thing that I always made sure of at my previous place of employment was to keep a really good relationship with every single bartender. So that no matter when or where I wanted a beer, I just knew exactly how to sweet talk him into giving me not only a beer during my shift, but a free beer during my shift.
I like how that's strategic. You're like, oh, I deliberately made sure to work the right people.
Yes. Like my first week of employment, I was closing as a server and there were two bartenders and they were like, hey, Britt, do you want to stay and have a beer with us? And I was like, this is my way in. This is it right here. I stay. I have a beer with these guys. I'm set for life. And it did. It worked out that way.
It really is like that, though. Like, you just have to be cool. And once you're like, hey, I'm cool, you're cool, let's be cool. It's a lot of people don't even take that initiative. And I feel like drinking, especially in the service industry, is like a way in. Like, I feel like I don't know you until I get wasted with you after a shift, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds very healthy.
It was like anytime I was having like a rough shift or it was a Friday or Saturday night or I didn't want to be there. Basically every shift, I would just go ask for a free beer.
You know, just like if it was like a sunny day or like a rainy day or if it was like cloudy.
Anything in between.
If it was like,
if it ended in a Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it was hot or cold, it's just like, I need to have a drink.
The better part of this was when I came into a shift hungover and the bartenders noticed, they would just have like a michelada waiting for me. They just knew. They're like, here, we did this for you. I'm like,
yeah, that's a thing too, is like working weekends. It's usually like the weekend staff. So it's like if we're, hey, cheers. If we're all closing together and then we're clopening. So it's like you go out, you get shit faced and you're all together and then you all have to be back in the morning. Then it's like everybody understands. Or there's the times where you don't go out and your coworkers do. And so when they come in hungover, you're like, okay, I know I'm going to be doing a little bit more work and helping each other out. But I kind of like that. It's because you know you're not alone when you're hungover at work on the weekends. Because you're like, everybody else is in the same boat. And if they're not,
okay, they know. That's the one, like the biggest adjustment I feel like I had to make between serving life and like corporate life. Serving life, I could show up to any shift hungover. People are gonna like feel for me, be like, oh dude, I've been there before. When I show up to work hungover at like my Monday through Friday job, like I can't tell anyone. I'm like the youngest person there. Like if I like even make a joke about like, oh yeah, I had too many like mimosas yesterday, they're just gonna judge the shit out of me. Possibly report me to HR and then what? Like, it's so hard to like hide that.
Yeah No, service industry,
I worked at a bank for a little while, for a couple of years, and there was one or two, I was already like late 20s, so I was slowing down on my wild days, but there were still some nights where I'd get crunk on the weeknight and then go in and be like, oh, kill me, and people would just be like, wow, you're really quiet today. I'm like, yeah, just got a lot going on, just busy. They'd be like, oh, okay, and then everyone would stay away from me because I thought I was like mad about something. I was like, I'm not mad, I just don't want you close enough to smell the tequila seeping out of my pores.
Fair.
Did you say crunk?
He said crunk.
I'm an old millennial, like, leave me alone. I don't know what zoomers say, okay?
Zoomer.
Zoomer.
Oh man,
I saw this thing online that was like a collection of tweets and TikTok videos of Gen Z making fun of millennials. And I was like, I am guilty of every single
one. I saw that too.
Every single one of these I'm guilty of. And I was like, well, they got us. But I wasn't butthurt about it. I thought it was really funny. But I was like, yeah, that's okay. I'm officially old and passe.
Got him.
I'm trying to find the video. I found the one of me rollerblading and eating shit.
Okay, so but, you have a bajillion videos of you epically falling and eating shit. And recently, at the beginning of quarantine, you posted for the first time on TikTok. And I was like, this bitch is about to go viral because she's hilarious. All of those falls, there's no way you cannot go. There's no way you can't not go viral with your content that you have.
I know one of our other coworkers has like a whole album in her phone of me, like videos and pictures of me just on the ground or falling on the ground.
You should make it a hashtag and do hashtag Britney Blades and then just post all of your videos of you wiping out because I would follow that shit.
That would be great for my future employers.
No last names. And they just pixelate your face.
That's not me. I don't know who that is. They see the rollerblades like in my hand at my job interview. No, I remember there was one time we were leaving Brennan's and it was like you, Connor, and a few of our other coworkers, and you guys like picked me up above your heads. I was like, I just want to have like the Dirty Dancing moment. You guys picked me up. There's like five of you guys. You picked me up above your heads and someone like from the street is staring at us and you're like, what? She's having the time of her life.
Good. We've had many good nights. So I think a lot of people listening can relate to like that like bar near where you work where all of your staff goes to drink when your shift is over. It's like a nightly thing. Everyone's like, hey, you go into such and such. I've had that at almost every place I've worked at. And we had one where we worked and Brittany and I had many a hilarious, barely remembered fun night at that little bar. That bar has a place in my heart for all of those nights.
It does. Actually, I went there with one of our other coworkers one time. I fell once while I was there. And she goes, Brittany, get it together or we're leaving. And I'm like, no, I really don't want to leave. And she's like, okay, like tone it down. Don't make a scene. It's like a Friday night. There's a ton of people there. Moments later, I literally just fell out of my chair. Like nothing antagonized it. I literally just felt like plopped over in my chair onto the ground. And she grabs my hands. She's like, all right, get up. We're leaving. And in the most like upset voice, I look at her. I'm on the verge of tears. And I'm like, is it because I fell? She was like, yes, Brittany, that is exactly why.
Yes, that's why.
Man,
I remember one night we were in some like dark corner booth at that bar and somehow shit got real sloppy that night and there was a crew of us and it got down to like a weird truth or dare type situation where it was like, hey, go up and do this to that person or like say this or whatever. And somebody dared me and another coworker of ours to kiss and we did. And then somebody else, I don't know if it was a dare or if you and I were just like joking about how we were going to kiss. And I remember we got really close to each other and I was like, I was game, like whatever. It was just going to be a light peck. And you got like inches from my face and then just looked terrified and like looked like you were going to be sick. And I was like, wow, that is hurtful. That is repulsion. I don't blame you, but I just wanted to point out that the other coworkers went along with it just fine. And I feel like if I'm that heinous to you, we need to talk about that right now.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's one thing I'll never be able to live down. And I said, next time I see you, I'm going to lay a big fat one on you.
No.
And by fat one, I mean a fat cock.
Inappropriate. Also, is this yours or someone else's? Are you like bringing a friend and dragging them into this?
It's all mine, baby.
I didn't mean to put you on blast. It just made me laugh because
no, okay.
Everyone was like sloppily kissing Brittany for some reason was like, I can't kiss Shrek.
Fuck you.
But can we talk about that? Can we talk about how weird things can get when you start drinking with your coworkers after a shift and you're like, let's get to know each other. And then things get so weird that the next day or the next shift that you have to work with them, you're like, oh, fuck.
It's weird because these are people that we see like every day. And so there's that like, come on, like, let me get to know you outside of the daily you. And that's when shit gets
weird. It's like, okay, we talk about like all the small talk during our shift, but like, I don't know anything about like your family or like what you do outside of work or like like the other stuff, or like the nitty gritty, down to the dirty kind of stuff.
What you're like when you're wasted, yeah. Horny.
Like the first drink is like, so where are you from again? Did you go to school? What did you study? Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, I have a buddy up there. Blah blah blah. And then like the fifth drink is like, what's your darkest sexual fantasy?
Well, also yes. Things can get weird. Like, let's talk about drinking with managers, because HR says you're not allowed to do that. There are some places that it's like encouraged to socialize, and some places it's like totally frowned upon. But sometimes it can get weird, but sometimes it can be fine, right? I know this is a touchy subject where all of our faces are like,
no, this is, I have a perfect story for this, where it was perfectly fine and it was perfectly not. So we went to our usual after work spot to drink, and one of our managers came with us, and it was probably me who instigated this question, but I was like, all right, if you had to sleep with any one of our coworkers, any bartender, host, manager, cooking staff, expo, like anyone, who would you pick? So we're going around in a circle and everybody's saying who they would.
That's the worst game to play. To me. I do not want to play.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know why I instigated it. Like, I don't want to know that about each, like, all of our coworkers. Like, that's something we could all die not knowing. And so I was like, it gets to me. And I'm sitting next to my manager who had recently just gone through, like, a really bad breakup. And was kind of feeling bad for him. And I was like, you know what? I pick you. And he was like, what? Like, he was so caught off guard. And I was like, yeah, why not? You know, whatever. The dynamic of our relationship changed for the rest of the time that I was employed there. Not in like a bad way, but it was just like the next shift, I noticed things were like a little like weird / different. And then it was just like, whatever, like, it is what it is. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'm the one that instigated this whole thing. But yeah, it, like, to this day, every time I see him, I'm just like, oh God, remember that one night that I did that and said that, and
Oh my God, with a manager too. I feel like things can definitely get a little bit weird. I'll share a quick little story. At a restaurant that I worked at, a kind of new employee that not a lot of people knew well, I got to know him and kind of stuck up for him. And one night he came out with us for the first time. It was like, we had a crew and we would always go out. And so he was like, one night, it was a really bad shift. And he was like, you know what? I'll come get a drink with you guys. And so he came out and we were like, wow, like, he's actually out. He's a person. He's fun. He's nice. Like, the initiation. And then he got wasted and then continued to hit on a bunch of the girls, made us all feel super uncomfortable, and then continued to start saying really inappropriate things. And it got to the point where the next morning, I didn't feel comfortable.
And he had a girlfriend, mind you.
And yeah, Khan knows the story. And he had a girlfriend. And the next day, he reached out to me because I closed at this place, and we always closed together. And I was like, okay, I have to talk to him because I work with him almost every day and I close with him at night. Like, I have to make things right. And he kind of made things right with me. It was awkward, but I was like, don't worry. We drink, you know, things get weird. It'll blow over. Everything always does. And he continued to be creepy with the other girls involved that were out with us that night. And it came to the point where I was like, I literally never want to work with this human again. And that's probably the worst situation that's ever come from drinking with coworkers for me personally. Because then I had to go to HR and be like, hey, this is a little awkward, but like, this is what happened. And we drink because we're...
He also emailing you girls because of hot schedules? Like, he got your emails from hot schedules and was sending you all like creepy messages.
And the craziest thing is that night he was so wasted. He wasn't just messaging us three girls that were out with him. He messaged another dude that worked with us. We were like, hey, bro. But it was just like, it was so uncomfortable that it was like, I drink with coworkers all the time. And I took the lead being like, hey guy, that was really fucked up and really weird, but don't worry, weird things happen, it'll blow over, just be cool. And then instead of being cool, he continued being creepy, long story short, he lost his job. And that was the worst thing that's ever come out of coworker drinking for me.
What if he's listening to this right now? He's been waiting for this story to be told.
He's throwing darts at a picture of Presley.
Oh, fuck. That's my, like, my worst nightmare. But the thing with this is we're not trying to call anyone out. We're solely talking about the service industry and sometimes the down reality of what we do. And drinking mm-hmm. in service industry is so normalized. And most of the time, it's harmless. It's funny. It's, yeah, maybe this and maybe that. Maybe you kiss someone and it's a little bit weird the next day. But sometimes it can go too far. So PSA,
yeah,
drink with coworkers. Be extra mindful, extra respectful. Know your limits if you're going to black out and get fucking creepy, you know?
What are limits?
I'll explain it to you when you're older. I was at a house party once, and this was back east, like a job a long time ago. And there was a crew of us that would always party after, like we were at the bar that was open late. And so when the bar closed, we'd always go to somebody's house and like rage. And so we were at one of these house parties and our GM showed up one night and like, we were all cool with him at work, but it was like, not, he wasn't part of the usual like, oh, hey. And he showed up and was super chill and fun. And we were like playing beer pong and having like a great time. But then a couple people busted out some Coke and it was like going around. And I could see that he got like visibly uncomfortable. And that's when I was like, this is a really weird dynamic. Just to like, he either has to pretend he doesn't see it or do it and hope that no one cares or peace out. And I think he stuck around for a little while and then was like, all right, I'm gonna head out. And it was like, this is a really weird dynamic.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I lived in LA for 9 months, and the restaurant that I worked at there, that I worked out,
I'm pretty drunk, guys. We're drinking.
Okay.
We're all very intoxicated. We've been.
Okay. So I lived in LA for 9 months, and the restaurant that I worked at while I was there, those were like my friends. Like, I had moved from out of state. I didn't know anyone. I was living in some random apartment with 3 girls that I barely knew. And like, my work friends became like my best friends. Like, whenever I wanted to go out or like, I want to go do this, I want to go to this concert, I want to go do this, I want to go to like an amusement park for the day, it was always like the pool of people that I reached out to were my coworkers. So I think especially in the service industry, there's lots of opportunities to, you know, like get to know people and make those friendships with your coworkers, because for the most part, like most of us are around the same age and have the same interests because we have to deal with people on a regular basis.
Totally. You have to click in order to work
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Guys, I have to work. I have to work in 38 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. You have to go serve in 30 minutes?
Yeah, serve beer.
Brit, shut the front door. I had no idea. Why did
I love that we're like, oh, take a shot for this. And you're like, yeah, I will. I've been sipping on some drinks.
Dude, it's like, okay, no, this is seriously, so serving, you have everything from like serving food to just serving like drinks to just beer. And the place that I work at, we just serve beer. And it's not even like I have to go around to tables. Like, I just stand behind a bar, pour beer, greet people. Like, it's the world's, probably the easiest job I've ever had.
Yeah. Let's talk about drinking and, like, before work too. Let's talk about that. Yeah.
I know. Like Brittany's doing right now.
They encourage like shift beers. They're like, yeah, have a beer while you're on shift. So I'm like, if I show up a couple drinks deep, they're not gonna be like,
oh, a hiccup.
What are you doing?
Oh no. Watch this. This is gonna be the day that Brittany loses her job. She's like, if I have a couple drinks, it's fine.
No, I really, I'll be fine.
No, but that's like such a normal thing, is to drink before, because our shifts, it's like, if it's fucking, today is Sunday, right? So in the mm-hmm. evening, like, you enjoy your day, and then at night you have to go to work. Are you not going to drink during the day if your friend has a barbecue or if mm-hmm. you're, you know, you have plans? So it's like that line.
It's a tricky balance. Like, how much are you going to have? What are you good with?
There's also nothing better in this world than when you are day drinking and you know you have to work later, and then you cross that line where you have one more than you should, and you're like, fuck, I don't want to work. And then you text someone, you're like, will you work for me tonight? And it's like an hour beforehand, and they say yes.
When
that
does
is that is right up there with Big O and laughing really hard. That's like up there. That's a great feeling.
Let's talk about showing up to work still drunk from the night before.
You have to drink. That's a rule.
So this was last Father's Day. So it's today's happy to today's
it's the anniversary.
Today's Father's Day, 1 year anniversary from this day. Also, happy Father's Day, Connor. Love you, Daddy. I showed up to work. I was still very much intoxicated, and within the first 30 minutes of my shift, this is what happened. I got a beer, obviously, because you got to keep drinking. I fucked up the first 5 orders that I sent to the kitchen. So every single order I put on, I had to go back to the expo and be like, look, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Kitchen guys are like yelling at me in kind of like a sarcastic way. And like the 5th order, one of them was like, seriously, Brittany? Seriously? Like, what's up? And I'm like, don't yell at me, please. And then the cherry on top to all this, I was serving a flight to a dad on Father's Day in this restaurant. And we served our flights on this like wooden paddle thing. And so you have to like set the beer down and then pull the paddle out. And when I went to go pull the paddle out, I knocked over a beer into his lap. Yeah.
Oops.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I went and got some rags and like helped him clean it up. And then I went up to the bar. I was like, hey, I needed another blah, 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 whatever it was. And I brought a full beer of like what the taster was that he had. Brought a full beer over, and I was like, hey, this one's on me since that one's on you. And he didn't laugh. That was a fun day.
That sucks. Oh, I would have laughed. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, all you servers, if you need a line for when you spill a drink on someone.
And maybe he misinterpreted and thought you were saying like that spill was on you, like that's your bad. But he should have been clever enough to figure out that it was just funny.
Yeah.
Some people just don't get my humor. I don't know.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Brittany, you've really presented yourself as a star.
But the thing is that Britt fucking hangs. And if you need a shift covered, if you need something swapped, Britt's always...
You need someone to take the entire dining room by herself. Brittany can do it.
I've seen it. I've seen her.
I'm a yes man.
She fucking slays.
I've talked before about how I'm always like, if I have 8 tables, how you can absolutely not seat me anything else. Like, I am maxed out. And Brittany can have like 13 tables and be like, are you good? And she's like, yeah, you can double seat me if you need to. And I'm like, what the fuck, Brittany?
Okay. Most of the time, if someone's like, are you good? I'm not good, but I won't admit it. I'll just be like, I'm fine. I'm going to make it through this. Worst things have happened.
But your guests are happy, though. Like, you actually make it work. If I tried to pull that, eventually my table would be like, hi, fat and sweaty, my Diet Coke. I'd be like, oh, right.
Oh. I have, like, a really big problem saying no. So, like, that's why if someone's like, it's, like, an hour before the
shift.
What
are you doing later?
I'm, like, in bed, like, with a gallon of ice cream. Someone's like, hey, can you cover my shift in 45 minutes? I'm like, yeah. Just, like, put on my work clothes, walk right out the door. I can't say no.
We did a stereotypes episode of the person who always says yes. But
that's you.
But you're just real as fuck. You're like, I'm a little drunk, but I can do it. And then you're like, yeah, that's
fine. Yeah, I don't hide anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I honestly,
I miss working, like, I technically still do work in the service industry with the job that I have, but I kind of miss waiting tables and like talking to people and like
the hustle,
making bank. Like, it's when I first moved from serving to my first like 9-to-5 job, I took a fat pay cut.
I remember that.
It's hard. So some days I'm like, dude, I could. And like the intro to your guys' podcast where it's like you have like you get to work, but then you also get to have all these other things flourish in your life because you have so much more free time. I'm like, I always think about that. I'm like, what could I be doing with my life if I wasn't working like a Monday through Friday job? And don't get me wrong, I do love my job, but it's being like this age and being like stuck almost.
Yeah.
Binded to something. I miss the the flexibility and leniency that comes with serving.
Totally.
That's the trap for a lot of us, I think. It's the money and the flexibility. It's hard to part with that.
Mm-hmm. Things are so weird with COVID right now, too. Like, I'm stuck between returning to work or not, because I'm super uncomfortable. Like, my current restaurant that I would return to is following procedure, but I'm like, what do? Do I go back and risk it, or do I wait a little bit? But I miss, the main reason I want to go back is because I miss this. I miss my coworkers. That's probably the only soul, and the money, obviously. But that's what I miss, is the socialization and the friendships and like the relationships that grow from it.
Meet great people in the service industry.
That's when I worked with you guys, there was never a day that I woke up and said, ugh, I don't want to work today. Like, I got excited to go to work. I got excited to see you guys and be like, oh my God, I have so many good stories to tell them. Like, I ate shit on my rollerblades last night and no one saw it. Like, random stuff like that. Like, I used to get so excited to come to work and see you guys and like talk to you about everything. And that was enough. That's all I needed. Yeah. We all start crying.
Oh. Guys, I'm pretty drunk. I'm such a lightweight.
I'm also very drunk, and I have a handle of vodka right next to me. And I'm like, do I have more?
Do you guys work tomorrow?
I actually have to go into work to talk to a manager about returning to work, because legally I have to make a decision. And yeah, I think I'm going to be returning. I've said on the podcast I don't feel comfortable yet, because I don't yet. This is all so new and sketchy. I don't even support us fully reopening. But I'm in this position where, like, I still haven't been paid from unemployment, and I'm bored, and I want to have a purpose and more structure in my life. And returning to work, just seeing my coworkers when I walked in to check things out, I was like, oh, I miss this. It's like that itch, you know? So who knows? I might not be able to, because I really am scared. Or, oh, cheers. Are we cheersing right now?
Connor's getting it.
I'm having another one.
I'm having another one.
I have to pee again, guys.
Jesus.
I know.
I should probably go. I work in 30 minutes.
I can't believe you have to go to work.
That's the best part of this, I think.
Honestly, it is what it is. It's the easiest job.
Yeah. I work. And you go into autopilot, too.
It's... I feel like it's the perfect, like, outside of working a 9-to-5, it's the perfect side hustle. Like, it takes no mental capacity to do it. It's easy money. It's chill as fuck. Like, it's a small company. Like, they care about you. So I'm like, why not?
Hell, you know?
Yeah. So I was getting my hair done the other day, and the girl doing my hair was like, when do you think you'll ever, like, quit working in the service industry? And I'm like, I don't know. At this point, it's more of like a hobby. I don't know.
Yeah. Social thing.
But I love it so much. Like, I can't give it up.
I think today you should go in and ask them if you can do your shift on rollerblades.
I've actually asked them that before. I put on my rollerblades one time. I was like, watch this. I like went out back, put my blades on, like came around the front, and they were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just wanted to prove to you I can actually do this. It's not all talk. Okay?
Spilling beer all over the place.
I actually fell and almost took a kid out, so they, you should take those off. Come back. God, my employers are just so lucky, all of them that I've ever had.
I mean, you really are a good worker, despite how this episode would make you sound.
Yeah,
you really are a great employee.
Anyone who's managed you before can vouch, and I know for a fact that they would vouch that you're a great fucking worker and you're a good person in general. So we're lucky to have been placed with you and that you're in our lives now. So thank you for being our guest for this drunken episode.
I cry.
I agree that you're a great worker. I think good person is a bit of a stretch, maybe, but 100%. I think you're a great worker. Yeah.
Maybe I should try my odds on the corner. I mean, with this personality and this drive.
Well, I think you'd be the hardest working girl on the corner, that's for sure.
Oh wow.
Well, unless really you are on the same corner. Then
no, you're not coming near my corner. Oh, bitch, okay. I will cut you. I know people.
on the next episode.
Anyway, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. When you guys texted me and asked if I wanted to be part of this, I got really excited. One, because I missed you, but two, I just missed like sharing all the memories with you guys.
It is good to see you.
It was so good to see you and so good to catch up. Britt, I fucking love you. Thank you for joining us. I'm really drunk right now, but ready for the outro? Hernan, cue the music. Thanks for listening, guys. If you're going to drink with coworkers, don't do anything that will make it weird the next day. Know your limits, be responsible, and be safe.
Rollerblade.
Don't rollerblade, unless you're Brittany.
Unless you really want to.
Unless your coworkers are egging you on, in which case, you got to fit in.
Yes.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. Make sure that you're following us on Instagram at The Server Life Podcast. Make sure that you're tagging us on your stories. We want to see everything that you're posting. Make sure that you're tagging us on your stories so that we can repost. And make sure to keep reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. All of those tips are equivalent to a tip. Did I just say a tip?
Oh, yeah. All of those tips are equivalent to a tip.
I'm going to go get some tips right now. What?
Oh, why? This took
Lucky?
No, I'm definitely not. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Brittany, thank you. We love you. And we will see you next week. Cheers.
Ooh, that is straight vodka.
This was so much fun.